You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Okay, yeah. So you said it's a parade? Oh, yeah. Hold on. Sorry.
Just jump straight
into it. Just jump straight into it. We had Keeping the Rilla up here. It's me, the Wizard, over here with Megatron, the baby. And then we got the Doctor on the ones and twos.
The legendary. Y'all.
The Brain ain't here today, so excuse his absence. But the Doctor, what was you saying? You seen it? It's a parade going on right now in downtown Detroit when they trying to get rid of the devil.
What's the name of the festival down here today? Name Rouge is a festival down in downtown Detroit today, and it's supposed to scare away the evil spirits in Detroit and make Detroit a more prosperous and, I guess, happier place for everyone to come down and enjoy.
That's so fucking low key, because I did not know that was happening. Did you hear anything?
Yeah,
about
I don't.
It, I hear no. It started, I heard nothing.
It started 10 years ago, I guess, when they started developing
and
Detroit.
It's been going on for a decade, so...
Was it always in the same day? I mean, same, same time frame? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm trying to say?
Is it always the same time since right before Easter?
Yeah. Was it? That makes sense, I guess.
I didn't hear him. What did he say?
Is it like an annual thing, or is it like just some random...
No, it's annual. They've been doing this every year for 10 years.
Wow. Well, good, man. First time hearing
about it. Ellen, you heard about this?
You know what's crazy?
Ellen heard about it. Fill us in. Ellen heard about it. Fill us in.
Did any of y'all hear about this?
Yeah. Hold on.
Yes, I have heard of it.
You've heard about it?
I don't know. It's kind of like that artsy hipster crowd. I'm not knocking it.
Okay. I'm not knocking it. I just ain't heard of it. That's like 10 years later.
Okay, it's not.
It seems cool. I've been meaning to go, but, you know.
Okay, it's not like nothing major.
They say they have it's almost like a carnival or like a Mardi Gras style festival type deal.
Okay, so like in one little section of it, of the city. It's not like a whole like Thanksgiving Day parade.
Was it the
thing.
Whole weekend?
No, it's pretty crazy because they said it goes all the way downtown, all the way through downtown. So it's pretty, snap. It's spread out.
Was it the whole weekend or was it just today?
Well, I just come down here, and it's today that I know of. What's up, guy? You all right?
That's wild.
I actually have no cash on me. I'm so sorry.
We might have to go down there after this.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, like, I'm going to have to check out what's going on. I don't got no money. I would have took some money off. I would know something was popping off. Like, who seen us? That's what we came to the table with.
Today we just left it.
Today we want to talk. I wanted to talk about that. We jumped into that because that was crazy. That was Detroit something. But today I wanted to talk about us, Miss Marvel, to the true fans, but Captain Marvel. I happened to catch a movie called Climax. I want to know if y'all seen that.
No.
And also, we got our conspiracy theory of the week, and I have something I want to add called the fan fiction of the week. Well, I'm about to recast something.
I feel like we should start with the conspiracy.
You want to start with the conspiracy?
I feel like we should start with, keep it spicy.
So, did all of them see us?
I didn't see it. I think I'm seeing it tomorrow.
Okay, he's seen it. I've seen it. You seen it, Ellen? Ellen ain't seen it, so.
Is it on Ellen's radar? Is she planning on seeing it? Or is it just like, nah, I'm good. We'll pass on that one.
I want to see it, but I know I'll be scared. So.
See, she's going to be scared. No, I can't even say you won't be scared. I don't know what she's afraid of. She may be over here like...
I'll be scared of scissors.
Right. way they slice through the tissue, it just looks,
Yeah.
I just saw the commercial where the kids are like crawling and they got the mask.
Oh, yeah.
that was a real part.
The crazy part about it, there's like some sleeper moments in that movie. It almost looked like a black film, but there's a lot of white deaths in that movie. A lot of dead white people. It's crazy.
You say white deaths?
Yeah. It was more than a black deaths. It was a lot of...
We were talking. Like, what?
That's pretty 2019 of it. Equality. Both.
And I swear one of the women in the movie... only identified as a woman. I'm just going to say that much. Okay. I'm going to say that much.
We can't spoil it, though. Let's keep
I'm spoiling. Not going to spoil it. I was going to, but I didn't know Megatron didn't see it. I didn't.
No.
Ellen says she may not see it soon enough because it looks scary. Megatron
shouldn't be going to go see that movie. He actually has to go catch up on some of his Black History movies Until he does that, he shouldn't see nothing current.
I got those on standby.
What you?
You need to do that like yesterday. Like, it's not cool that you haven't seen Roots.
I seen Roots.
Stop lying.
I seen Roots in eighth grade. They made me watch it in school.
I thought he seen the Roots of T.I. I thought he was going to say the one with T.I. he saw.
I didn't know they had one with T.I.
You didn't hear? That was a big deal. You didn't hear about the one with T.I. they made like 2 years ago? They had a lot of people in there, but T.I. was
I can't hear you.
Nah, I seen Roots in eighth grade for like a, it was like a 4-day movie project. Because it's so long.
Yes, it is.
And then it was like substitute teacher type thing.
That's horrible.
And we had to take notes.
That's horrible. Yeah. Okay. Who seen Ms. Marvel? Captain
Marvel. I saw it.
I don't even watch.
Oh, yeah, you don't watch. Yeah, I didn't even.
I watch real things, you feel me?
Look, I still got to see movies from last summer. I got to catch up. I haven't even seen Infinity Wars yet. They're all on my list.
I was so disappointed with Ms. Marvel because I didn't know a lot about Rambo. The chick Rambo, but she took Miss Marvel took her storyline.
Yeah.
Like her whole origin story.
Yeah, they did that really flagrantly with this.
That's why I don't watch them type of movies. Yeah, you always change something that don't need to be changed.
That's what they do with movies all the time though. That's what movies they say movie world is not supposed to connect with you was used to as far as cartoon or book world or
why?
Comic book world. I don't know.
I feel like that's what it should be based off of.
Yeah.
Completely. But
they change it up so much. Like that, you seen the commercials? Anybody seen the commercial to Phoenix lately? Yeah,
I did. That was awesome. I can't see how that movie could fail. But the horrible part is those characters won't be moving forward with the Fox deal.
I heard.
I like series better because I feel like in movies you don't get enough detail.
You do.
You don't get nearly enough.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, I will agree. You don't get enough depth.
Unless it's a 5-hour movie. Which nobody wants to sit there and watch. You don't get enough detail. For an hour
sometimes it'd be worth the effort. No. I'm trying to tell you. It's a series.
It's a series of movies out here. There should be more.
Well, it would make it better if it was more Us. It would. Yeah, totally. Then I'd be like, yeah, the first one set a tone.
But I feel like if it was a series, it'd be going
I'm
crazy.
Saying it's some series that's movie series.
I'm saying, yeah, okay, I see that.
You said 6 hours of movie. That is worth the effort. I don't know if you hip to a sling of movies called Doom with D-U-N-E. See, and that was about 12 movies later, but the story was all interesting.
Fast and Furious 8 type thing?
It was deeper than Fast and Furious. Because Fast and Furious is pretty much the same. It's like Die Hard. It's pretty much the same thing every movie.
Pretty much. Just different.
New cars.
It is kind of weird. How many times can you go on a driving adventure with a bunch of guys that you... It's weird. Like, I mean, it's good, but it's just weird. There's nothing to it. You're going to get the same movie every time you watch it.
Same movie.
And the last movie was straight up like Power Rangers. It was like they showed up and they nuked shiny cars.
Oh, my God. Did you see
they just post up.
Look at me. Like she was the Pink Ranger. I agree.
My car has missiles. My car has arrows. My car can shoot lasers. Look at me. Ha ha. I wanted the Lamborghini that blows up.
Kitty litter off the back.
Only thing they didn't do is connect and make a Megazord.
I was waiting. I swear. I was like waiting. I was in the movie. Like, if they connect these cars and make the most ultimate Porsche, Eldorado, Camaro, you seen. And somebody better come in flying. I mean, they got to have a side character
so
come
y'all
in
still
flying.
Still watching. Fast and Furious after the second one, I assume.
Oh, so he going to go there and say he stopped after the second.
I stopped after the first. They came out with the two.
I never liked sequels
to anything. The best sequel of all time was Scary Movie 2. That's the only sequel.
What?
Scary Movie 2. That's the only sequel of anything that's relevant. Any sequel to any movie is just like, a money scheme. It's not even for the story.
I don't know if I can say that. What about remakes? How you feel about remakes?
I feel like remakes is worse.
Depends.
I feel like remakes.
I thought it was gonna be bad, and it turned out. Awesome.
It depends. Like how old the movie is. Like when they remade the first Hulk, that was like due for a
that
remake.
That was their remake.
What do you mean?
No, that was a reboot.
Yeah, because that was horrible. Like Hulk don't grow.
No, a remake is when they actually take the same story. Like, say if they remake, they remade a Toy Story.
Right. Yeah.
So instead of using Tom Hanks' voice, they're using Zac Efron's voice, and they started from scratch.
I feel like the story was 1920-ish, so they had to reboot it. They couldn't remake that same story to be boring.
Yeah. Yeah, they, I mean,
it'd be simple. It'd be too simple for the new CGI.
I have seen a good remake before. I prefer reimaginings. I like those better.
What's the difference?
A reimagining is when you do like the gender and the race swaps and stuff. When you see it in a different perspective.
Well, here's a good one.
You know,
when you look at X-Men,
mm-hmm.
and then X-Men First Class and all that,
mm-hmm.
those two different franchises, the remakes were better.
I hate X-Men.
I just started realizing that when I seen
X-Men.
The previews to the Phoenix, I was like, dang, it seemed like. Only reason you could love the first one because they set the tone, but the new ones are kind of better than the old ones. Because I didn't like the old ones at all. It was like so much going wrong with the old ones.
The time frame is getting me with X-Men. They're always switching the time frames and then going back and then coming forward. And then
they
going
did
back.
That once.
They did it too much.
Threw you out.
They did it too much.
It was
much.
Once too
Every
many.
Every time. Then they, now they babies. Now it's an apocalypse and everything is dead. Then they kids now.
See, he low-key been watching it because he going right to the storyline. You picked that up?
I watched those.
He picked up on that.
I watched X-Men. Doctor. That's how I can't hear something. I didn't watch.
But that's cool though. You know, did anybody watch Umbrella Academy?
I watched that
first episode. What about you, Ellen? You watched?
Man, that
watched
was
it.
Awesome from beginning.
We trying to get Ellen to come out her shell. She over here like I'm trying.
Umbrella Academy was great. It was great.
I saw the first episode. Is it worth the effort to watch the rest of them?
It is, but it's not. If you're looking for something like superhero-ish, it's not really that. It don't fight that much.
No,
they fight each other more than anything.
Yeah, it's got a strong storyline.
Right, it's a strong storyline.
I think it's number 4 or number 5, whatever he is, young boy.
Yeah.
His story is so epic. Like, for real, this guy is much a
it's
god.
It's a young
like,
boy? I thought they were the same age.
They are the same age. He had time travel.
Do whatever he wants
so he got
to
stuck
do.
At a certain age.
Oh, my God.
Right.
I've been watching Doom Patrol. That's what I've been on. But I'm mad.
Doom Patrol's getting good. I can't say. I thought it was going to be garbage, but it's going to be really good out the gate.
When I happened to read when somebody told me about Doom Patrol a couple years back, and I happened to read the Wikipedia page on them, I was like, damn, why ain't this shit been done before? Like, sooner.
Never heard about them.
Yeah. But no, I done met some hardcore Doom Patrol, their DC thing. And just like, we could say the Hellions or something. A lot of people know X-Factor, but they don't know the difference between X-Factor and X-Force. It's a Marvel thing, so it's like a DC thing. I know I done met some hardcore Doom Patrol, been waiting for this series to come out, and do you realize how it's connected to everybody?
There's too many superheroes out here, man.
Well, the funny thing is, Cyborg and Beast Boy story originated from the Doom Patrol. How cool was that? Like,
well, no,
even in the comics.
No. That was part of like that New 52 thing. Because Beast Boy, I read up on back when the show came out, he was like sick, and his parents lived in Africa or whatnot. I mean, they always was in Africa, I guess, on an expedition. And he got sick, and they was using this blood, I believe, from that green monkey. It was supposed to cure him, and it ended up giving him the powers to change to different animals. But he was sick with something like a blood disease over there when he was in Africa. Then now they changed into, how's it going now? Elastigirl.
He got his powers from
Crystal.
Miss Martian.
Yeah, did something. Yeah, then I think Elastigirl is his godmama now, and the mama knew her real cool. And it's a good take on it, but it's different. It's different. Just like I didn't know, but I had to read the Aquaman, the first one, when I first came out. He was like a mixed boy who had powers. He was the king off rip.
Y'all seen that new series on the Hub?
It's a series. They got series on the Hub now?
Yeah.
What's it called?
I'd rather not put the name out on the Hub. Just search on the Hub, search series, new series. It'll pop up.
Okay.
It's not a compilation, it's a series.
It's an actual series.
Yeah.
It connects a storyline.
Storylines and all.
People have been doing it.
On the Hub. What's the Hub?
Pornhub.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and check that out.
No. I've heard quite a couple people say that before.
check that one out.
I'm going to do that. Is there lotion needed?
Jergens only.
Okay.
Jergens? Okay.
I think they're sponsored.
I think
they're sponsored by Jergens. Actually,
are you a sock guy or a paper towel?
Paper towel.
I'm a sock. I like washing it and reusing it. I'm not a wasteful person.
I might put that sock on, so I might. That might be devastating for me. I think I might never forgive myself.
Never. You can't never. Forgive
I can't,
yourself.
I can't.
It's too deep.
Every time I look in the mirror, I'm giving myself a dirty look. You did.
Yeah, you used a shirt you did and then wore that shirt later on that day.
Exactly.
And they have like the,
that one little
finger marks.
That patch of clothes that stuck together in the ball.
It used to be a good time.
Yeah. So
yeah, they're peeling apart.
You did this to me. That's what I'm saying to myself every time. So, yeah.
Okay.
I don't trust myself.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
So yeah. No reusing.
I wanted to ask you since you've seen it.
Spoiler alert.
It's not a spoiler alert. Since you've seen Ms. Marvel and then the Fox deal that just went down, do you think anything's going to happen anytime soon with that?
They're talking like after Infinity War. Okay. They're saying some characters may even appear in the second Infinity War. Like Endgame, they're saying some new X-Men characters are going to be hinted towards and may even appear in this movie. So it's happening, and it's going to happen real quick.
This is what I was born for. I could die after I see it. After I see Tony Stark talk to Wolverine and on TV, I could die. And I heard they're supposed to be going forward with a rated R Blade. Is that enough?
Rated R Blade.
That'd be sweet.
And they bring it back Wesley.
First off, we wouldn't even know who's going to play Blade because it's going to be hard to recast
Black Panther.
Or Wesley Snipes because he was the truth.
They said he's going to come. He's going to be in it.
Black Panther going to play Blade.
We don't need Chad.
He play everybody.
Yeah,
exactly. They're going to recycle him.
They think he's the only one that can hack.
I feel like he's going to be Jesus next.
For real.
Because you know Mel Gibson talk about making a Passion of Christ, too. I feel like he's going to be Jesus next. I wouldn't be surprised. Are you joking or are you serious?
No, he's actually,
I don't know what phase he's going from here. I guess he's going through the Holy Ghost Jesus or something. I guess I don't know what this movie would be about after he got killed.
He's going to pick up at Easter.
Oh, and then go for it because the end of that Easter, you know,
it's gonna be crazy.
You know,
pop out a box with a gift wrap on.
Big ups to the Christians who ain't crying for these.
That's not Easter eggs on the box.
Don't do Mel Gibson. Don't do Jesus. Don't do Christmas. Don't do Easter masks.
Box with a wheel on it. Oh. One, just one wheel.
Okay, you know what? No. I feel ashamed of this. No, but yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he was Jesus. I hope Silver Surfer comes through since they're talking about they own everything now.
Hey, so I ever tell you how I see or my opinion on Adam and Eve and the whole serpent and tree?
Since we're on conspiracy.
All right, it's pretty good. This is how I feel. I'm going to do a little walk with this because I got to walk this one out. Is it windy for y'all or no?
I mean, we inside.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying like I'm outside, so it may be a little windy.
No, we don't hear you. We hear you good.
I'm good. All right, check this out, right? When you think about Adam and Eve and you think about God, let's just start here. God, is he perfect?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess not.
We would assume that God has to be perfect. That's how they identify him as a perfect being, correct?
Do they? No. Do they?
So a perfect being does not make mistakes. Do we all agree on that?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so when God created Adam, he just created Adam. And then he created all the creatures on the planet and gave them a spouse or a partner.
Right.
So Adam would see that and want that. Can we agree that's why he did that? Or don't you think that's a little weird that he would create a male and a female animal and only one human?
Maybe he forgot.
Oh, yeah, God is perfect, and he forgets.
Is forgetting a flaw? I mean, is forgetting not being perfect still?
No,
he just
I don't think he forgot.
He just forgot. He didn't mess up. He just forgot. He just later date. He did it at a later date.
No, I think he did it on purpose. I think he deliberately let Adam
I think that's feel a whole nother
or create
theory
the,
right there.
Create the desire for a spouse.
Okay.
All right. Just follow me on this.
Right.
I'm here.
So he did that so he could create the desire for a spouse.
Right.
Fast forward, he gave Adam Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, what's the one thing that separates man from every other creature?
Bourbon.
Huh?
I said bourbon.
That's funny. It's supposed to be the freedom of choice.
Oh. Okay, I didn't think I seen any cats.
Other creatures don't have choices?
That's why
that humanity, like, angels didn't have the freedom of choice.
Is this coming from talking about us? Where did this come from?
It's conspiracy.
Yeah, yeah, I went biblical real quick.
You went biblical real quick. And we went from we was talking about Miss Marvel because I'm wondering where. Hold on.
You're right.
About God perfect, and then this one over here going back. What is perfection? Is perfection scratching your eyebrow? You can't scratch your eyebrow if you're perfect. You know. So
well, let me just hurry up and sum it up then. Right.
Okay.
I think God deliberately had Eve or the serpent tempt Eve so that Adam could make a choice, thus giving Adam the one thing he couldn't give the angels, and that's freedom of choice.
I don't see any dispute in this right now.
Everybody got to the front. I didn't know whether to disagree or go for it.
I don't see.
I just want to get that out there. That's it for me.
Okay, he even reading up on something.
No, I've been thinking about that for a long time.
Well, yeah, get it off your chest. Right. Get it off your chest.
Get off your back.
Ooh, I feel so light right now. So light.
Do it back up. So I'm gonna go forward with the conspiracy theory. Okay. Conspiracy theory. Remember, we were saying what's conspiracy, but we went into what's a remake, what's a reimagining.
Conspiracy theory on what?
In the movie.
In what movie?
We brought up briefly that we spun off to left field. What did I say? Willy Wonka is a movie about
Willy
child
Wonka.
Murder.
He was saying it was dark. Yeah. And that Willy Wonka was a child molester and a murderer.
I said a child murderer. I didn't say he molested children. I just think he killed them. That
so
makes it
darker. The dwarfs.
He say they were slaves. He went further and said they were slaves. They were there. Slaves. They were the Oompa Loompas.
Yeah.
I thought they was goons. He went forward and said they were slaves. Goons. I thought they were his little goons, a little village, midgets.
Sunday fishing.
He bought the land. They still stayed on the land. He said, you can stay here if you do my biddings. And they did back in the days.
Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves and the Oompa Loompas decided to stay.
See? You see what I'm saying? So
It makes sense.
So my next conspiracy I had for this episode was I wanted to bring up and how crazy this sound, right? Set It Off. We all have seen Set It Off, right?
This is the one
who didn't see Set It Off. You say he can't watch no movies from now on, Doctor?
I told you, I'm disappointed. Like, don't watch anything forward. From 2015, you need to go pack, bro.
I seen Bring It On.
Take a trip back in time.
I seen Bring It On.
Bring It On. What's that?
That's Cheerleader.
Bring It On. Are you serious?
I seen both of them. I think it was more than two. Is it more than two?
Is your name Jessica?
Huh?
Or Beth?
Who?
Or what? Bring It On. I'm not sure what their names were. I know one name was the girl. The girl named Torrance.
Is his girlfriend named Jessica or Beth?
Oh.
Aha. Oh. That flew over everyone's head. I get it. Actually, it's Sarah.
He said Sarah.
I figured. It was something in that area.
Actually.
That would have been my next guess.
Sarah Wyatt, though. She's from Mendota.
What the fuck?
She's from Mendota. It's Sarah Wyatt. She's from Mendota in Chicago.
She's from Kalkaska.
Oh, I was trying to help you. Kalkaska.
Hey, what you need to watch is Get Out.
UP.
I seen
Get Out.
I ain't seen Get Out.
You did?
Yeah, no.
And you still hanging around, Sarah?
I went back. Yeah.
He said he liked the tea.
She convinced me. Right.
He had a sip of her potion, though.
Yeah, you know.
But no, No, but my next thing was, since he ain't seen Set It Off, my next conspiracy theory is, you seen Set It Off, and tell me how good this sound, and it makes sense.
50 million times.
I think the whole time, Frankie.
Oh, you told me about this, yeah.
Vivica Fox's character was a recovering addict, and that explained a lot of the bullshit she was doing in the movie.
And you know what?
Let's discuss.
When you said that to me, I was like, I didn't think about that until you said that.
Is it really a conspiracy, though?
Yeah, because they don't bring it up.
They didn't embellish on it. They didn't flat out say it, but she definitely acted and behaved like she was she had some kind of vice or addiction.
Mm-hmm. And when the crackhead came to rob the bank, she acted like she was cool with him. You know, damn well.
I feel like
crackhead
that's just like
your job.
I just like a movie, you know, and they have no time to go into those details.
And that's why you should do TV shows.
That's like why you should do TV series instead.
Right. They just, you know, and speaking of the idea, I know there's a couple of movies that can go into that tone and make it a lot better as a TV show. But why they mess up that idea with Boomerang and made a show where it's dealing with Marcus and Jacqueline's kids?
Like, I thought that was weird, too. I mean, if you don't
do it. Who cares about their kids? Yeah, reimagine it. Make it seem like this is Marcus and Jacqueline and Angela of today, of 2019. You know, have those same characters play them today.
I tried to watch it, and I just couldn't do it. It didn't grab me.
That's what everybody say. That's what everybody
been saying. But you know what? If they make a remake to Coming to America, I'm all over that shit.
I don't think they should make a remake. They should continue the story. I think it should be... This should be Hakeem's son, obviously, and he should not. Unlike his father, he should be waiting for the arranged marriage and to be spoiled. He loved the life, and his father can be like, "No, you got
it." And then his friend keep trying to introduce him to the freedoms of choosing his own. Yeah, it should be like a reverse.
Yeah,
thing,
yeah.
Right?
And then he should be like, "No, you're going to America." And he shouldn't go to Queens this time. Pick somewhere else.
He should go to Detroit.
He should go to Compton.
Compton, yeah.
He should go to Detroit, and his friend should take him to like 8 Mile, and let him experience all the strip joints on 8 Mile, and then try to show him that it's not just big asses in Africa.
Hold on, they are though. We'll keep that. We all had to.
What? There are big asses everywhere.
And the granddad should be dead now.
That might be the move.
He should be the king now. And the queen mama should still be alive. It should be like, yeah, a whole different spin. The McDowell should still be open. You know what I'm saying? It should be a whole different spin.
Or they could go way left field.
And listen to this,
try
too.
Try to introduce him to a white girl.
That's dope right there, too. Or it should be a white girl trying to get with him. But what's the guy that who owned the Soul Glow company? His daughter should be the love interest.
Yeah.
You see what
I'm
saying?
That would be like, what? And it would be a new take on it. And it would make more sense because it's a modern take.
Yeah. The daughter should be in. It should be the love, I guess, of his life. The icon, the affection, the object of affection.
And then happily ever mm-hmm. after? Hmm? Happily ever after?
Oh, hey.
Again, you just told me that your girlfriend name is Sarah. That's why you watch Happily Ever After.
Sarah Ann, actually.
I watch Happily Ever... Hold on. Happily Ever After. Is that the one with Mr. Floppy?
Oh, no. I was saying Happily Ever After to the movie.
Oh. I thought
you were talking about, like, the Disney...
See, now you know it's a Disney series called Happily Ever After. You suspect.
You just spoke so. You did just expose yourself. I'm just not going to...
Nobody else knows that.
I'm thinking you're talking about... Like the Disney show where
you done watched it and you liked it.
I actually did enjoy it. So, and I ain't got a Sarah.
Hey, it's the inner Sarah inside you.
Oh, it's the inner.
Pegging.
So I got many. You.
That's up.
Hit the cue.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I didn't hear. Oh, yeah, I got quiet for a minute.
No, he's
closing up on 1 minute, so.
Yeah, we're closing.
All right. We haven't heard nothing from the young lady and the engineer. We haven't heard nothing from her. How she feel about Coming to America remake or sequel?
Ellen is mute.
All right, she got 15 seconds. She probably gets to jump in on the next portion of it.
Okay.
Because now we're going to leave with sequels. And I got another conspiracy theory for the next episode. Because they're going to split it up into 2 episodes. That's why we're doing it like this. Oh, is it off yet? I'm still talking. Okay, hold on. I'm going to say, cut that part off. The audience ain't supposed to know our secrets. Yeah, we have to start again in about 10 to 15 seconds. Pretty much that. So you want to leave with sequels, Doctor?
Mate?
Yeah. You just want to leave with that?
I need to know